Hey, this is Dan with Comic Book Pit number 164. This is an indie comic spotlight, and tonight we're going to be talking. I'm going to be talking about two indie books: Sherwood, Texas, number one from 12 Gauge, and Transformers versus G.I. Joe from IDW. So the one of the many perks of working in a comic book store is you get to see a lot of stuff that, you know, you may not normally see, just if you go once a week or once a month or whatever, you know, when you go to the comic store. I came across this first issue of Sherwood, Texas a few weeks ago, and it really intrigued me. It had kind of you could tell from the title it's a new take on the Robin Hood mythos. It's set in modern day and it's set in Texas, as per the title, and it centers around a couple of groups of rival motorcycle gangs, the Jesters and the Nobles, and this it hits all the all the points of the traditional Robin Hood story, where you have the Rob Hood who comes back home for his father's funeral. His father was Richard Hood, affectionately known as Richie the Lion. So you get a lot of these nods to the traditional Robin Hood story that we're used to. In this case, Rob is he's in the military, he's a sailor, and he is, home, like I said, for his father's funeral. And he's kind of an outcast from his own father's motorcycle club. There's the tension and rivalry between himself and his half-brother, Will. This would be Will Scarlet, and he is, this character, he's an Indian, so of course, you get that, the tension between the, not just the brothers, but the, the red comments and the Indian comments, and let's see, what else is there? So they live in Nottingham County, Texas. And there's the city of Nottingham and the town of Sherwood, and there is, of course, a Sherwood Forest. This first issue, like I said, it mostly deals with Rob and his family and the motorcycle club laying his father to rest. And, immediately there's, the rival motorcycle gang, the Nobles, show up, and, it's inferred that they caused Rob's father's death. So I'm sure that's going to be an ongoing plot point. This is only a 5-issue series, so I'm sure it'll be pretty concise. And let's see, it was written by, before I forget, written by Shane Berryhill and art by Daniel Hilliard. Neither of these guys I'm familiar with, but the story is interesting enough. It's almost kind of hard to mess up the Robin Hood story. I mean, everything is laid out there for you, and all the characters are there, but in different forms. Maid Marian is Maria. You've got LJ, which is Little John. You've got Padre Tuck. So, like I said, it's really hard to mess up that story. I mean, and it's such that you could, the Robin Hood legend, is one that you could set in just about any time or place. So it's kind of cool to see it in this modern day with this, it's like Robin Hood meets Sons of Anarchy type of deal. The artist is serviceable. I think the figures look pretty good. you know, the action is pretty good. There's not a ton of it, but there's a few fist fights and some gunplay. If I would have one criticism, it would be that the backgrounds and the like the non or like the and the settings, like the buildings and the streets and the interiors of houses and bars, everything is just very straight. I know that sounds kind of weird, but just very stiff. Like everything was just done strictly with a ruler, and you know, I mean, you can tell what it is, but it's not very comfortable. You know, this doesn't. It looks very just done by the numbers. So, the second book, the Transformers versus G.I. Joe. I know this has been getting a lot of buzz lately on the internet, and this is by local Pittsburgh creator Tom Scioli, and it's written by Tom Scioli and John Barber, and but everything else, the art, colors, and lettering, all done by Tom Scioli. So this is, you know, the big fan favorite, Transformers versus G.I. Joe, and this is straight out of the 80s. I mean, you've got all the random obscure characters, you know, from the Joe team. Guys that I haven't seen since I was a kid playing with these, you know, playing with the toys and reading the comics back in the day. You know, and it starts off, again, pretty straightforward. You know, G.I. Joe's fighting Cobra. Then they, you know, the Transformers land, but you find out it's the Decepticons, and there's a skirmish between G.I. Joe and the Decepticons. And then the team kind of splits into two to deal with the Decepticons here on Earth, and then another team actually goes out into space to Cybertron to, I guess, find the Autobots. You know, from a nostalgia standpoint, this was just beautiful. Like I said, it hit everything that a fan could possibly want out of this. Not really. There was really nothing updated. The only thing that was kind of updated was the character Spirit, the Native American character on the Joes. You know, in the comics and in the cartoons and the action figure, he had long hair. What was in braids. In this, he actually has a mohawk, which is kind of cool. I never thought of, you know, anyone making an aesthetic change like that, but it just looks really cool. I wish he had actually looked like that from the beginning. I guess regarding the art, and I've had a conversation with a couple people about Tom's art in this, and it's very loose, almost a little too loose. You know, I know this is an independent book, but it almost looks too independent, just a little too loose, and it looks more like it belongs in a mini comic than in this, you know, really nice format that it's in. I'd much rather see a return to Tom's style where it was more like it was in Godland or even American Barbarian. This is just a little. Some pages are just a little too much, a little too crazy. You know, just one page where every, you know, all the characters and vehicles are all squished into one big panel, and it looks like, it reminds me of something that, like, you know, a kid would have drawn, you know, in his notebook in school, like, you know, drawing a big fight scene with all your favorite Joes. But that's, you know, just kind of just a nitpick. I don't know that I'll probably pick up Sherwood, Texas, number 2. I can't say for certain that I will get Transformers versus G.I. Joe, number 2. You know, it is a nice piece of nostalgia, but not really something I think I need to return to, at least on a monthly basis. Maybe I'll check it out later. That was my girlfriend's dog, Xena, saying hi. So that's all I've got for this episode. This is Dan, Comic Book Pit number 164, signing off.